This is how to make him nervous and give him butterflies. Guys, confirm or deny in the comments and the rest of you take notes. Number one, if you really want to make a guy nervous, all you've got to do is look at his forehead here. And then make some serious eye contact and then look at their lips. Believe me, it is foolproof. I've done this unknowingly many a times and each time they're like, what are you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, because you're acting like a weirdo.
Just trying to take it all in, babe, don't you worry. Number two, Destiny's Child. Say his name. It is that simple. Whenever you're having a conversation with him, address him by his name. Because believe me, he won't get that often, and he's going to be like, bro.
No, more like, bro, why can't she just act normal?
And you know, Destiny's Child didn't write Say My Name for nothing. And number three, expect the unexpected. When you're having a conversation with him about normal stuff, just compliment him or flirt with him mid-sentence, because he is not going to expect it at all, and it's just completely going to throw him off.
Oh, yes. Interrupt the man mid-sentence to say something completely unrelated to the topic of conversation. We totally love that.
So if you do this and he happens to lose his trail of thought, that's how you know he likes you back.
Actually, it means you're making him uncomfortable and suspicious. And this just goes to show you that a lot of women have no game.
Don't touch me when I'm out because I fight men. I fight men and I win.
We are not afraid of you. You have the threat level of used cat litter.
You are lame as hell if you really spend your days donating instead of watching her content for free on DaHub. What the f*** is wrong with you, you f***ing weirdo? Thanks for not supporting women in the workplace. Thank you for f***ing ideas. Is a very hard job.
Sweetie, settle down. This is just the circle of life. You see, a lot of women go on expensive dates without ever intending to put out for the men that actually pay for those dates. And having not gotten laid on the date, these men go home and watch your content for free.
Perfectly balanced, this whole thing should be.
The fact that a baby mama can have multiple different baby daddies and not be with none of them, but can also be shamed for it, is crazy to me. Because a baby daddy can go out here and have 14 different baby mamas, 25 kids, and only take care of half of them, maybe not even none, but it doesn't even raise a conversation, right? Right. Okay. On top of all that, for you to assume that I was the issue in every single relationship that I've had with my baby daddies because I'm no longer with them and I was the only common denominator is... Especially considering half you men are f-
You know what this looks like to me?
Bruh.
Now, sweetie, if half of the men are bad, a smart woman could have easily gone for the other half, who are good. Hell, a smart woman would have used the Imperial Shield and she wouldn't have had this problem. But at the end of the day, sweetie, you chose to procreate with the bad boys because your body, your choice. Obviously, you chose wrong.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.